You're with SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Tungandame and you're listening to NITV Radio. Now, time to talk science and technology with NITV Science and Technology Editor Ray Johnston. Today, we'll discover something that wreaks a little bit of conspiracy theories, the dark web, a little bit of sci-fi, strange but true, well, a light hydrogen sensor inspired by butterfly wings, and something a bit worrisome as 2020 is planning to be one of the warmest years on record. And on a more positive note, at least if we're going to be fried through global warming, at least we will know at what temperature, thanks to AI. Well, Ray is about to take us through these stories. Welcome to NITV Radio, Ray.
Thanks for having me.
We're starting with the dark web. Can you take us through the dark web and how actually there's less malicious users than we commonly believe?
Absolutely. It's got a bit of a bad reputation, but I'll start by explaining a little about what we're actually talking about here. The Tor network, which is more commonly known as the dark web, it uses a special browser like your Chrome or Firefox or Safari that lets users hide who they are online. So this means that people can get around things like government censorship, but it also means that it can be used for illegal activities like selling and buying illegal drugs or guns on the internet. So what these researchers have done, they have tracked connections to what are known as hidden services. So hidden services are sites within the dark web that are used to connect people to other sites that have all that illegal content. So almost like a directory so that people aren't going to those directly. And interestingly, the researchers found that people from countries with free governments are more likely to access the hidden services sites than users from partially free countries. And people from countries that have regimes that are not free at all, they're the least likely to access illegal content on the dark web. So despite the bad reputation the dark web has, overall, only about 7% of people that are using this service are doing anything illegal or malicious at all. So I found that one really interesting.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because we believe the dark web, when you say dark web, oh, that's where all these evil things are happening. And yet, well, there's a positive side to it.
Absolutely. I think it's just where people can speak freely and share information freely without risk of any kind of government censorship, it looks
like. Yeah, and control.
And, absolutely.
something, that's very interesting and intriguing, it's these light-activated hydrogen sensors inspired by butterfly wings. How does that even connect?
Yes, scientists are inspired by all sorts of things in nature, I've found. And this technology in particular is really important for our future because it can detect hydrogen leaks well before they pose any safety risks, and they can measure tiny amounts of the gas on people's breath, which can be used for diagnosing gut disorders. It can be used in the medical field. So to take you back to what we've been working with, commercial hydrogen sensors, they only work at temperatures of 150 degrees Celsius or higher. But this prototype, which was developed by researchers at RMIT University, actually, it's powered by light instead of by heat. And the sensor is based on these bumpy little microstructures that imitate the surface of butterfly wings. And some sensors can measure tiny amounts. Others can detect larger concentrations, but they all generally need a lot of heat to work. This hydrogen sensor can do it all. So it's sensitive, it's selective, it works at room temperature, and it can detect across a whole range of levels. So I'm talking about, I'm going to talk some numbers here, but as little as 10 parts per million molecules, which is what you need for medical diagnosis, all the way up to 40,000 parts per million, which importantly is the level where the gas becomes potentially explosive. That's when it could become really dangerous. And why this is really important to be able to detect is that hydrogen has huge potential to be the fuel of the future. But we know that there's a lot of safety fears around it that can affect how we feel about it being used. But it could be an incredible renewable energy source. So by delivering this, you know, precise and reliable sensing technology based on butterfly wings that can detect the tiniest of little leaks before they become dangerous, These researchers are hoping that they can advance, you know, a hydrogen economy that can transform energy supplies all around the world. Isn't that incredible?
No, it's incredible, especially that hydrogen, the waste product from the use of hydrogen through the, well, I'm just referring to the little bit of science that I know about, is that it's waste water. It's water, not anything harmful at all.
Absolutely. So to be able to use it for energy, especially when we're looking at our climate heading in the direction that it is, I think that we need to address any fears that we have around it so that we can start putting it into place.
Yeah, and this segues very beautifully into our next topic, which is could be a way of addressing global warming, as it looks like 2020 is said to be one of the warmest years on record.
Yeah, I do have some scary facts and figures to give to you today, unfortunately. As if 2020 wasn't bad enough, it now looks like that it is also on track to be one of the three warmest years on record, with the global average temperature for January to October this year was above 1.2 degrees Celsius, above the pre-industrial levels before we started in industry. So more than 80% of the global ocean this year experienced a marine heat wave at some time, and Australia broke heat records globally early in 2020. We had the highest observed temperatures in an Australian metropolitan area, so that was in Western Sydney or in Penrith on Darug country. It reached 48.9 degrees Celsius on the 4th of January. We also had the most active wildfire season in an 18-year-long data record. Now, this report is based on the contributions of dozens of international organisations and experts, and it also shows how high-impact events, including extreme heat and wildfires and floods, as well as we had record-breaking Atlantic hurricanes, how that's affected millions of people, and it's compounded the threats to human health and security and economic stability, rather, during the COVID-19 pandemic, which has obviously been huge. So despite the lockdown, atmospheric concentrations of greenhouse gases, we thought that they might come down because we weren't driving around and we weren't manufacturing as many things, but they continued to rise. So this means that because CO2 has a long lifetime in the atmosphere, you know, generations to come are going to be seeing the planet continuing to warm. I will leave you on a positive note with this little topic, though.
So
according to the International Monetary Fund, the current global recession that we're currently in, which has been caused by the pandemic, it does make it really challenging to put in place any policies that we need to fight climate change. But it does also present some opportunities to set the economy on a greener path and to be able to boost investment in green and resilient public infrastructure as we rebuild. And that can support the economy and employment and, of course, help the planet as well.
More positive one is if we're going to get fried, there is also research showing that, balloons, new ways of using weather balloons in the sky based on artificial intelligence and some other complicated stuff that could help actually get a right reading of the temperatures.
Absolutely. So artificial intelligence, it could help. Stratospheric balloons, that's weather balloons, it could help them stay in place for weeks at a time, which is pretty special. So you've got helium-filled super pressure balloons, and they're what's used up there to carry out experiments like weather monitoring in the upper atmosphere. Unfortunately, if they're blown off course by the wind, they have to be returned to their station and start again. So it's harder to get any accurate weather readings. So researchers have trained an artificial intelligence-fueled controller called Station Seeker, and it decides whether to move a balloon based on wind records and what weather's going to happen in the future, local wind observations, and a bunch of other factors as well, like if there's been any loss of helium or if the battery's running flat as well. So Station Seeker balloons, what they were able to do with this software was to self-navigate and return themselves to stations faster than balloons with normal human controllers. So this could make environmental monitoring fully automatic in the future, the researchers say. And this is pretty astounding because normally when we use artificial intelligence, it's in a very controlled environment, like in a video game. And the real world is a lot less predictable. So to be able to do this, it's a big step forward for not only weather monitoring, but also for artificial intelligence. And that's in the right direction, not in the scary artificial intelligence is going to take over the world in a bad way direction.
No, this at least will be able to know exactly what's happening because the weatherman always gets it wrong. But with this technology, at least there will be more accuracy in the predictions.
Absolutely, which is going to be important in the future as we do get more unpredictable weather conditions heading our way.
Yeah. Ray Johnston, thank you so much for unpacking these stories for us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.